Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. A look at the day's weather coming up in just a few minutes. Alabama Governor Robert Bentley has presented honors to members of the state's National Guard who perform military services during funerals for fallen veterans. Bentley signed an executive order creating the Alabama Honor Guard ribbon yesterday afternoon. He presented Honor Guard members with the awards at the state capitol. The Honor Guard members are responsible for performing military ceremonies during funerals for eligible veterans. The ceremonies usually include the folding and presentation of an American flag to the veteran's next of kin and the playing of taps. Major General Perry Smith says Guard members across the country perform military honors at about 1,800 funerals each year. Alabama's prison system paid nearly $21 million in overtime last year. APR's Stan Engold reports 14% of that was at just one prison.
Department of Corrections spokeswoman Christy Gates says the prison system uses overtime to supplement chronic staffing shortages. A report from AL.com says employees of Donaldson Correctional Facility, a maximum security prison in Jefferson County, received about $2.9 million in overtime pay. That averages just shy of $9,000 per employee. Gates says Donaldson Prison has 8.4 inmates for every one officer. The overtime pay reduces the ratio to 6.9. St. Clair Correctional Facility in St. Clair County was second on the total overtime list at $1.7 million. That worked out to an average of nearly $6,000 per employee. Overcrowding is among a host of problems facing Alabama's prison system, causing the governor to form the Justice Reinvestment Initiative, a partnership between the Pew Charitable Trust and the Department of Justice, which will examine the system and suggest reforms. Stan Engold, APR News.
Montgomery is finding itself on some undesirable list this week. Bloomberg named Montgomery the second fastest shrinking city in America, while another list used the census data to call Montgomery one of the 25 cities nobody wants to live in. Census estimates show the population decreased by 1.58% from 2012 to 2013 and 2.1% since 2010. City official Michael Burdell says the new information has not changed how the city is going forward.
What we've done is just maintain our constant comprehensive approach of trying to make Montgomery a place where folks want to come to visit, where businesses want to locate to set up shop, and where families want to come to live.
It hasn't been all bad news for the capital city. Earlier this year, Montgomery was named USA Today's Best Historic City. The police department in Huntsville is looking for promising new recruits. AL.com reports the city is accepting applications through July 31st for its next police academy class. City Administrator John Hamilton could not say exactly how many new officers Huntsville plans to hire, but past academies have included roughly 20 to 30 cadets. Hamilton says Huntsville officials are also looking for a diverse class of recruits. The city's last police academy had just 3 black cadets. Now for the day's weather, here is WVUA's Richard Scott.
Lots of sun can be expected on this Tuesday's highs top out in the low 90s. A few isolated afternoon storms across North Alabama. Rest of the state should be mainly dry. Lows tonight in the low 70s, mainly clear for a Wednesday and Thursday. Good chance for scattered storms, although it will not rain all day. The umbrella is handy for a Wednesday and Thursday. Highs in the upper 80s, overnight lows in the low 70s. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.